What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back.
We're here.
All right. I watched Happy Gilmore this weekend.
Two?
Yeah. Right. Well,
not the original?
I haven't. It's been a while since I've seen the original, but yeah, I watched the second one. I don't know what people expected.
Like,
I don't know. There's a lot of like film critics on Twitter about Happy Gilmore 2.
Exactly.
As if it was going to be like...
they're not putting it up for an Oscar, guys.
Yeah. Like, it was going to be some sort of film school study or something. You know, it was great. I don't know. It was just as dumb as you would hope that it would be. I think, like, if you really, really liked Happy Gilmore, which I did,
yeah,
then it was a nice little, like, it was like a visit from an old friend, you know? It wasn't good, but it wasn't.
No, but it did what it should
do. Yeah, it was fine. It was totally fine.
It made me laugh out loud a couple of times.
I got a couple laughs.
Here and there.
For you,
as a golf guy, I imagine you like some of the golf people. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
It's fine. Like, it kind of did like a live kind of thing, which was funny. It's funny that all the guys that were with him to try to save the regular tour are all live guys.
Okay.
Which is like, that didn't really make sense, but it was kind of funny.
I didn't watch it. They watched it in two parts. I was like, nah, I'm good. Y'all go ahead and... I'd rather smoke cigars and drink liquor than watch Happy Gilmore.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Yeah, it was fine.
I don't know. It was fine. It wasn't supposed to be anything other than fine. Like, I never understood.
It was trash.
Yeah, that's so what I don't understand. Yeah, like, is like, well, yeah, kind of.
Why are we so...
But, like, it was always going to be.
I also caught, like, too much CGI. I'm like...
Oh, was there a lot of CGI? I didn't even notice that.
Like, towards the end when they were doing the final golf stuff.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, like...
I thought it was pretty cool how they basically, like... Every character or joke from the first movie was referenced in
some manner, had
a
moment. Yeah,
yeah, I thought that was cool.
I also heard a complaint like too many cameos. I was like,
I liked the cameos.
We spent a year talking about how many people are in this movie. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the cameos were fine. Some of them were kind of sneaky, which was funny.
Yeah,
like if you don't know who somebody was, like. You might not realize that it was a cameo. You might have just thought it was an actor. So that was kind of cool.
Sure. I can think of one I almost missed.
Who?
The Eminem one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Eminem was in it?
Eminem was in it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Kelsey Plum was in it just as like the... She like worked at a golf course he was practicing at. That was kind of funny. There was no reference to the fact that it was Kelsey Plum. That was kind of cool. The funniest joke, the thing that made me laugh the most was when... Chubbs' son. I don't know who that comedian is, but that guy's hilarious.
I think it's LaVell Crawford.
That guy's funny as fuck.
I think it's LaVell Crawford. I hope I'm not saying
I love LaVell.
That guy,
yeah.
I've never seen him before, but
I have.
Every word he said was hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny.
But when he called Charlie Hole a fine-ass English hillbilly, that was like, that's exactly what she is. That's perfect. And I was my brother had watched it just right before I watched it, so we were kind of texting. And I was like, oh, that was the funniest joke. He was like, I don't know who that is. And I was like, yeah, I guess if you don't. know who Charlie Hull is, which is totally reasonable that people wouldn't know who that is. Like, she's the women's golfer that smokes sometimes, and people like that.
Oh, really?
Because she's kind of attractive, and she smokes.
On the, like on the course?
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. She'll be out there smoking cigarettes.
Got a heater out there, huh?
That gets people going, I guess. But yeah, that was funny.
How we feel about, I mean, the, if anything that was a little overkill was like the John Daly usage.
But I thought it was funny.
I was fine with it, but like, yeah, if people are going to complain, I could see that.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
The spoiler alert, but the premise being that he killed his wife with a tee shot and then became a raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
In itself is pretty dark. Like, that was the whole premise of the movie. Like, that's how it started.
Oh, okay.
Was they like, pretty much get right past that.
Yeah, they immediately zoomed through 30 years. It was like he had a great career. Then he accidentally murdered his wife with a drive.
Adam Sandler murdered his wife?
Yeah, accidentally. So he didn't go to jail. He hit a tee shot and it hit her. so she died.
Oh, okay.
And they had 5 kids.
Okay.
And then he became just a, like, kind of sad alcoholic.
I will tell you what, the funniest...
Was he broke?
Yeah, he lost all his money. Like that, because there had to be some sort of, like, you know, there had to be some sort of redemption story, and I don't know how you can have a redemption story otherwise.
Since you've thrown a partial spoiler in there, I'll tell you what the
partial
funniest...
He spoiled the whole fucking movie.
I think I just gave away the whole plot.
He gave away the whole fucking movie.
The funniest thing in the whole movie to me was the variety of secret flasks.
Yes,
I
thought that
not
was
stop laughing.
That was pretty
at that
funny.
Stuff. Like,
yeah,
everything.
I thought that was a pretty. I thought that was a pretty good running bit throughout the movie.
I enjoyed that part.
Yeah,
very
me
much.
Too. I don't know. I watched it. There was definitely some parts where I was like, "Oh God, this is not great." Mm-hmm. But then there was other parts where I was like, "Oh, that's, I remember that joke."
For me, I kind of went in like, I agree with you, like from a movie or film perspective. Like, come on, we can't take it serious. I was just wondering where my sense of humor is compared to where it was when Happy Gilmore first came out.
Right.
And I'm thinking there, like, am I going to laugh if they do the same thing they did? Am I going to laugh at any of the things they did 30 years later, 20 years later?
Yeah.
And I did. I still do.
That is a tough question. Like, if Happy Gilmore 1 came out now and I saw it as a 40-year-old, I probably wouldn't like it that much. I would be like, all right, that's fine. But, like, it's also 30-year-old humor. And
yeah,
I was 10 when I saw it, so
right,
you're going to think stuff's different when, you know, at that age versus now. I don't know. It was just that was a movie that when it came out, like all the dudes I grew up with saw it and we quoted it for years, and then playing golf, you'd always make references to it and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a very, you know, it was a pretty important movie in terms of, like, my childhood.
One of the things for movies, if I know they're going to be bad or not great, or even if I know they're going to be good, like, is there a point in the movie where I'm like, all right, how much is left in this fucking thing?
Always. Because I'm like, what the fuck? I watched Waterboy yesterday.
Which
the
one?
Story about the...
Oh, yeah.
It's based in Atlanta. It's not a true story, but it's based off of it.
It's not a documentary.
No.
It's,
oh, I was like, okay, how much longer this motherfucker? Because, ooh, boy.
That's when...
There were B-list actors and, yeah, like, what the fuck?
That's when a show or a movie is problematic. Yeah.
And I was like,
I didn't do that during Happy Gilmore.
But one time...
I was like, let's fight through this shit.
The one time that I had to fight through Happy Gilmore was when the first time he went back to the golf course and he was playing with those three people.
Yeah,
and
Eric Andre.
They were like hitting shots, and like the way they were interacting with each other, I was like, this is the shittiest, bad acting, not funny. Like, this sucks. And then luckily that went pretty quick. And
right.
Then it got back to cameos and callbacks and stuff like that. But like that part of it, I was like, also that actor's pretty famous.
Eric
so I was
Andre?
Like, is he a cameo or is he just an actor playing? I couldn't, you know, that he was like in a weird gray area of comedy. But yeah, that I hated that scene. But and I almost was like, I don't know, fuck this, maybe. But I was like, I don't know, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here looking at Twitter anyway. Jack's taking a nap.
Right.
I got it there at the store, so I got a couple of hours to kill. Let's just
watch it.
If I fall asleep, I fall asleep. You know. And then after that, it was fine. But that one scene was just because I was pretty early in the movie. And I was almost like, I don't know. Am I going to turn this off?
Yeah. Like, I think I walked in, I don't even know what part, when Lavelle was on, I saw part and that's all I saw. I didn't watch. Like I said, they watched it started Saturday night. They fell asleep.
Yeah.
Then they got up Sunday and watched it. But I was like, you know, because I don't think Samson's seen the first one. So I said,
"Oh,
did you like it?" He's like, "It's fine."
Wow,
so I'm like, that's okay. A tough sell.
Yeah, seeing the first one, to not like it without seeing the first one, that's a real compliment to the movie.
I'm laughing at this Christian Wilkins. All this, you know.
Yeah,
I forgot all about this.
Me too.
I forgot about the split.
Yep.
And the grabbing of the balls of another man.
Yep. There's a lot of speculation.
Well,
because the reason that they let go of him, there's like real gray area on it. It's like some weird interaction with a teammate or something.
Yeah. I'm like.
So everyone's like, I know what it is.
It wasn't the full decision, but it aided in it or something.
I was like, whoa.
So now all the Twitter investigators are like, he must have tried to fuck his teammate.
All
like,
the shit that everybody told about in Miami. I looked at him different because all I heard is great leader, great teammate, all that. Get out there and.
I think it's more about the fact that he didn't rehab right from his
foot. That's what it is. But the fact that it's what they think he made a move on his teammate?
Yeah, I don't know. You know how people are on Twitter. Wow. Like, anytime somebody, like, anytime the zesty accusation is made, then all the Twitter jokesters start to try to put two and two together.
You remember the split?
I forgot about it.
It was just a split. It was like James Brown split. Nope. It was like on the pole split.
It was a, yes. It was a male stripper split.
Yes.
It was a real. I remember it when it happened. I was like, wow, that was unexpected.
I never thought anything of it again.
Yeah, I forgot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not that he had also grabbed the Ohio State guy's whole fucking undercarriage.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is there other examples? You know how the Twitter people are. They're going to find them.
It could be. But that's a wild boy.
Somebody said the Saints should sign him, and then him and Jake Haner can be, you know, they can be buddies. Because remember, Jake Haner had that very effeminate rookie photo shoot.
Yes.
So. I don't know. Some people are gay, guys. It happens. I don't know. I'm not saying he is, but there are gay people.
And they play the NFL.
And there you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.